The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. You're listening to the Your Safe Space podcast, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Today on air, how to make the most of your long weekend. Maybe you're celebrating Easter and anticipating family stress. Maybe you were just enjoying a little bit of a break, or maybe you're happy doing absolutely nothing. I'm so excited to spend the long weekend with you, so let's get into the show. Hello and happy Sunday. Happy Easter to those of you who are celebrating. You guys know the drill. It is a Sunday show, so that means we have What's Taking Up Space coming up first. We always do start the show with this. This is where I can hold the space for you. I will share what's taking up space for me, but I then want you to come into the Facebook group and share with me what is taking up space for you. This post will come out on Tuesday this week, just as it is a long weekend. But speaking of, I'm very excited. I'll tell you what's taking up space for me. I love, 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 love a long weekend, especially such a long, long weekend. But because I am self-employed, it does push things a little bit all over the place because I often will deal with contractors and other self-employed people, whether that is like editors and things like that. So we are kind of just navigating what I'm going to do over the next couple of days. It's taking up a little bit of space because I do drop quite a bit of content on a Sunday and a Monday. So I'm figuring that out. I'm also obviously recording this episode on Monday because I'm losing Friday in terms of making sure this episode is good to go to still come out on Sunday, but it will come out on Sunday. Don't you worry about that. And obviously the long weekend is happening because of Easter. Now, I love Easter. I do love the element of the food and I do love Easter food. I love hot cross buns. I love chocolate. And I love how similar to Christmas, obviously it's about, you know, being around family and celebrating and things like that. But I think instead of actually being like Christmas where it's like present focused, Easter isn't present focused. Like, I mean, yes, you might, if you're a kid, get an Easter egg hunt or chocolate. But at 31 years old right now, I'm not getting Easter presents from anybody, but I am enjoying hot cross buns. I am enjoying the chocolate eggs. And I don't know, I just kind of enjoy the vibe and the general kind of energy around on the Easter long weekend. Obviously, it's also my official birthday week. And when this episode comes out, the birthday week is almost over. It will be over come tomorrow. But I am coming to you on the back of a beautiful birthday dinner, which I had on the weekend earlier. So literally just 2 days ago, I did celebrate it with the mans. He booked a beautiful restaurant and it was so nice. He booked it because obviously we have family commitments around Easter and it was just a really busy week anyway. He also mentioned like going away, but again, I just came back from the Cook Islands. I'm still trying to get into routine. I'm trying to find a place to live. I really can't be going anywhere. I just need to stay in Melbourne, especially knowing that this Saturday I will be going to inspections again. And I'm actually shocked that they're doing inspections on Easter Saturday, but whatever, I'm going to go. And hopefully I will have a better update when it comes to the rentals in next Sunday's episode. Because yeah, as it stands, as of recording right now, I do not have a place to live. No, I mean, I've got a bed in a house and I do have somewhere to sleep right now, but I don't have a new home, a new place to live, which is what I want. So, you know, I'm just trying to sit in the birthday energy right now. I had a great weekend with him. It was so much fun and I'm not really getting up to too much celebration wise with anybody else for my birthday, but I am going to do a beautiful like solo self-care day tomorrow, which is my actual birthday. So yeah. Oh, and also, elephant in the room, it's the last day of the month when this episode comes out, which I can't believe that because firstly, I love when the first of the month is on a Monday. That scratches an itch in my brain. But secondly, it means time to do a check-in, time to do a little bit of a journal, time to hold some space for you. I will put up journal prompts in the Facebook group. I'm probably going to put those up on the weekend before this episode comes out, maybe on Saturday. Anyway, do those for me. I'm not telling you what to do. Do one, do some, do whatever you want. I think it is a good thing to do because it's nice to check in. It's nice to know, what have I done well this month? What has been working? What hasn't been working? What do I want next month to look like? What habits are supporting me in my goals? What habits are holding me back? Awareness is all we're trying to create. You create awareness by making space to reflect. So please do the prompts. And I'm very keen to do mine, actually, because March has been chaos in the best way. March has been a whirlwind. So I'm very keen to sit back and just assess all the things I loved and what I can then do to make April even better. But we are going to waste no time and get straight into the show. So let's do that. All right. Now, I wanted to do this episode because I thought I want to just be a bit of support for anyone over the Easter long weekend. Maybe you're looking for some exciting ways to fill your days off, or maybe you're seeking some advice on navigating family dynamics and food during Easter, which I'm going to give you some tips on. This episode will have you covered. I'll share some insights and practical tips just to help you make the most of this time. Now, before we get into the Easter chat, I just want to talk about it being a long weekend, because you can make the most of it if you want to. And don't get me wrong, if you are taking the long weekend and you're going away, or, well, not actually going away, if you're taking the long weekend and you just want to park yourself on the couch, that's cool too. And if you want to do absolutely nothing, that is cool too. I'm not telling you that you have to do anything, but I did learn by going away recently to Raro that sometimes switching off and unwinding is actually going to give you a bit of an energy boost. It's going to stop you from feeling burnt out later on in the year, and you can use the weekend as a chance to refresh and recharge. Now, I do firstly recommend carving out some time for yourself over this long weekend. Aside from the family commitments, is there any time, whether that is today, later today, after you're done with family commitments, maybe tomorrow, that you can carve out some time, some solo time for you? I will also shout out to anybody working over the long weekend. I hope you get that public holiday pay rate, get that bag. Thank you so much if you are a hospitality worker. Thank you so much if you're a frontline worker. We love you, we see you, and appreciate you. But if you can still find some time to carve out some time for you, do it, because every single one of us needs to decompress. Sometimes it is actually more productive to take time out to relax and to recharge instead of pushing yourself and just keep pushing yourself. So I think if you can take a break, take it. I'm telling you to take it. My second tip is to have some screen-free time. This is actually such a great way to decompress. Too much screen time strains your eyes. Too much screen time, whether it is a computer, a laptop, a mobile phone, it compounds. It's not good for you. And so I think there's ample time over this long weekend where you can get outside, you can spend some time in nature, go and do some outdoor activities. Nature is free. Hopefully the sun is shining wherever you live. And maybe if you're not doing that, but maybe you're trying to curb your screen time in another way, maybe you're just getting off your phone earlier. And maybe you're prioritizing your sleep over the long weekend and having some earlier bedtimes to catch up on sleep. Taking time away from the screens will actually help you feel more recharged. It's also really nice not to just like scroll and compare, especially if you find that you are somebody who does that. It's nice to have a bit of a break. Obviously, you're allowed to use your screen and your mobile to listen to this podcast episode, but once it's done, take some time out, recharge, recuperate fully, and you'll be feeling good once you have that little bit of a break. Another tip, or something I'm making space for over the long weekend, is reading. I'll be taking some time out to catch up and finish my book, Everything I Know About Love. I told you guys back in February I started reading that. And I'm usually a very fast reader, but I have been all over the place since I started reading that book. It's just turned into my plain book, and I don't like that. I want to make time to read it, so I am going to. Reading is something that I find so genuinely relaxing, and I think it's something that takes me out of my reality in a healthy way. So I will definitely be making space for that over the long weekend. And then I'm also going to be reflecting, like I said, the monthly review. Please make time to sit with yourself, and not in a judgy, self-critical way. Okay. I'm talking in a self-compassionate way where you can assess all of your progress. You can actually celebrate your wins. We're going to be 4 months into the year in a couple of days, which is actually fucking wild. But there are definitely things that you can celebrate. There are definitely things that you may be able to work on. I'm sure there are lots of things you've been doing to progress in all the areas of your life. And maybe there are some things holding us back too. I know that I myself can sometimes turn a blind eye or like put my head in the sand and not really address some things. But when you hold space for it, that is how you can then take action. So again, the journal prompts will be out. Make sure you do them. The journal activity is meant to be a feel-good one. You will notice in the way that I structure the prompts, I like to do kind of like one that makes you feel good and then one that makes you dig a little bit deeper and then one that makes you feel good and one that makes you dig a little bit deeper. But I always end on one that makes you feel good because it is important that you feel good while you're doing it and it's important that you feel good when you're done. And I like to really set the tone. So whether I'm like lighting a candle, whether I'm doing it with my morning coffee on one of the days or whether I'm putting on like my favorite song, making sure that my room is a safe space, or sometimes I'm taking my journal out and sitting in the park, sitting in the sun to do it. Like there's no right or wrong way to do it, but it is a great activity to kind of unwind and relax. My other tip is to make some time to do some baking. And again, replace baking with any other activity that you enjoy. But I forgot how much I love this. It is so therapeutic and so relaxing. Now, I did make Easter Rocky Road. Some of you may have seen that. I did post it on all of my channels. It used to be something that I did quite a bit, not necessarily Rocky Road, but I used to bake and make treats all the time, especially when I was studying at uni. I will admit it used to be a procrastination thing so that I wouldn't actually study and I would just bake something instead. But you can bake or make yourself some yummy goodies and it can even double as a good present or gift to take to somebody if you are doing something for Easter or you are celebrating with family. Obviously, I made a non-bake Rocky Road because you don't bake Rocky Road. So that's a great one. No oven needed, but you could make rumbles. That's no bake as well. There's also like some slices and some cheesecakes that don't require any baking. So yeah, as I said, it doesn't necessarily have to be baking, but what can you do in that time or to utilize that time that makes you feel good or makes you feel present or takes you to like another place? And that is what happened to me last week when I made that Rocky Road. I also want to make some more Rocky Road and change the ingredients because while I love the one that I did make, it was my first time making it in full transparency. I would love to add next time. I want to add some pretzels. I want to add some nuts. I want to do something like that because I just feel like, yum, delicious. I feel like that would be great. My next tip is to, if you can make the most of the weekend, have a bit of an adventure. Now, I know this episode is going to come out in the middle of the long weekend, so it might be too late to book somewhere to go away. And going away is not financially viable for everyone. I understand that as well. But can you take a short little day trip? Can you take a little road trip just outside of your city, wherever you live? I'm from Melbourne. I live here in Victoria. I know that we can explore and some of these places aren't that far depending on where you live, but I know we have regions around like Mornington Peninsula. If you're after like beach vibes, head down there. There's some really cute stuff that you can see and do. Same as Dandenong Ranges. That's where I went in January. I went to Upway, but we also did a lot of exploring around like Olinda and that area. I think there's the Thousand Steps there as well. I'm pretty sure, not I think, I'm confident that the Thousand Steps is there as well. Or you can even check out the Yarra Valley. There, as I said, are some free things to do in these areas. You could even like pack a lunch and go with a friend or go with your partner or go solo. Obviously, if you're going solo, please be careful. Maybe you can even take your pet. And it doesn't have to be a huge thing. If you just want to like settle for a walk, a nature walk, or maybe like have a picnic outside or have your lunch outside or go for a hike. Like there are so many different ways that you can get that adventure feeling and that you can make time for that over the long weekend if you are wanting to. And then my last tip is to do an autumn cleanup because we obviously said goodbye to summer in March and we are in the middle of autumn. And I like to use the seasons as a kind of point in the year, the changeover of seasons, to do a little bit of a reset, to do a little bit of a refresh. And I love keeping a tidy space, whether that is my car, my wardrobe, my bathroom cabinet, my makeup bag. What else? I think they're like the four main locations, my desk, five main locations. So is there something there in your own space where you can do a little bit of a refresh? You can do a little bit of autumn cleanup. Maybe it is you cleaning your car, or maybe you're deciding to declutter your wardrobe, or maybe you're washing your makeup brushes. It's that time of year where you can do that cleanup. And I'm not sitting here saying that you have to use the long weekend to like be productive. All I'm saying is pick one thing and do one thing and see how you feel afterwards. Because let me tell you, you are going to feel so productive. One of my favorite activities, and I hadn't mentioned it, but I like to do the garden. I love getting in the garden. I love doing the weeding. I love, especially in the back, the veggie patch. We are at the end of the summer season, obviously. So that probably needs a bit of a bigger cleanup than I would like to do. But whether it's weeding, whether I'm like cutting the grass out there, it's a very small patch of grass. So I literally will cut it with scissors. Like I'm not using a lawnmower. But do you know how mindful that is? Do you know how relaxing I find that? Even though it is a task that needs to be done, it is a way for me to just get that rest, get that downtime, and feel better by doing that. There are also other activities that I am just thinking of off the top of my head that don't necessarily require you to do too much. Maybe you want to have like a movie night. Amazing. Maybe there's like a little bit of a DIY project that you've been thinking about doing. Can you make time for that over the long weekend? Maybe you want to have a board game night. I don't know. The limit does not exist. I'm just giving you some ideas of ways that I am going to try and make the most of my long weekend. And hopefully that can make you make the most of your weekend. As I said, it doesn't need to be a weekend full of productivity, but if you can set it up so you have some rest, so you have some fun, so you have some downtime, but so you also have some accomplishment in there, you will feel amazing come Tuesday when it's like back to reality, back to work. Now, speaking of that, if you are going back to work on the Tuesday, set aside a little bit of time, literally like 30 minutes on Monday afternoon or on Monday, whenever it is, it's going to make you feel better to get ready for that. Okay. So prepare your lunch, prepare your outfit, pick it out, have it ready to go. If you have a lot of work stress and you are someone who does experience like the Sunday scaries or like panic before the work week, have a list of like priority items that you know you are going to tackle as soon as you get back into it on Tuesday. I love running a list system. I always have like my top priority things that I need to tick off and that I work on each day, and that carries over to the next one. So I find that going into this long weekend, I'll write my list on Thursday and I'll carry that forward to Tuesday. But make time for it, especially if you are someone who experiences that worry before the work week. Trust me, by actually dealing with it and addressing it, you're then not going to have that feeling of worry and thinking, having your brain just running rampant, being like, oh my God, I've got so much to do tomorrow. Oh my God, I'm so stressed about going back to work tomorrow. So set some time up, and that way it can take and relieve some pressure off you before the work week. Now, if you are celebrating this weekend and celebrating Easter with your family, I did want to hold some space to you and give you some tips to make it as stress-free and seamless as possible. And I say this because I know that it can be a great time for some of us and a not so great time for others, especially because holidays usually mean family gatherings. It usually means being in a close vicinity to maybe members of your family who you don't really see that often, or it brings everyone together, which is not a bad thing, but it can also mean challenges for some of us. I will also say I am in that camp. I noticed it firsthand at Christmas, going through some obviously changes in my family dynamic with my parents separating. That definitely changed the setup and status quo of what we did on Christmas Day and who spent Christmas where and things like that. And so this Easter is going to be very low key for me, but I am going to share my tips and tricks so that if you are also feeling the same way, you know that you are not alone. My first tip is to prepare and plan ahead, right? If you know that specific family dynamics are going to be challenging, what can you do to plan ahead? Are there strategies that you can put in place for dealing with potential conflicts or difficult conversations? A reminder, you're not going to solve all of your family drama on Easter weekend. So don't try to, okay? I know that we can want to like make it perfect and make everything feel good and make everything look good, but it doesn't necessarily mean, just because holiday seasons can mean that everyone gets together and has a good time, you don't have to aim for that perfectionism. You don't have to aim for that perfect family setup, okay? Sometimes that is very unachievable and very unrealistic depending on your family dynamic. I also want you to prepare and schedule some time out from your family time so that you can look after you. And maybe even scheduling some time to not spend it on social media. I think social media can be so triggering, and I'll talk a little bit more about how I found that triggering over Christmas, but it is more difficult for you to be responsive when you are triggered. So having a plan beforehand can help you better deal with the problem. And a reminder as well, you can't control how other people treat you, and you can't control how your family might treat you, but you can control how you respond and you can control how you act. So again, what can you do to set yourself up for success, and what can you do to make it a good day or make it a good dynamic for yourself? And that leads me into my second tip, which is to be selfish and focus on you and have no issue with doing what you need to do to protect your peace. put yourself first. You're allowed to be selfish. You're allowed to put yourself first. Make sure that you are looking after you when it comes to things like sleep, staying hydrated. Maybe you are somebody who feels good after going for a walk or prioritizing your exercise. I know that, hand on heart, that's me. If I knew that I was going to have like a family lunch or be around family, whether it's Christmas or Easter, I would make sure that I did a gym workout in the morning, or I would make sure that I went for a walk, because I get endorphins from both of those. I feel so much better after that. And so I would know that I can then go into the family gathering being like, okay, well, I feel good now. I've ticked off what I need to do. I filled my cup up for the day. I can then socialize and be in this environment. Make sure that you're also doing your self-care. If you need some self-care, go hard on it. Do the self-care before the event. Do the self-care after the event. Self-care for me is definitely going to be like taking it a little bit easier on social media, in the sense that I noticed when it came to Christmas, all I saw on Christmas Day was like people celebrating with their families and people being happy. And of course, I'm so happy for anyone who is sharing beautiful, happy snaps with their family and enjoying it. And, you know, I know that one day I'll have my own family and I'll make my own Christmas traditions or my own Easter traditions. But I found it quite triggering, because I was like, oh, my Christmas looks so different this year to what I'm used to. And that's what it was. I was just coming to acceptance with that difference. And so what can I do to then protect myself over Easter? So probably, maybe I'm not watching people's stories, and maybe I'm just choosing a different app to spend my day on, or maybe I'm watching YouTube videos or listening to podcasts instead of scrolling and seeing things and thinking, oh, well, I don't have that, and that makes me sad. And again, that's like a me trigger, and that's inner work that I need to do, but I'm going to be just selfish and do what I need so I can get through that day. That also goes for holding your boundaries, because I think setting boundaries is so important when you are dealing with family and when you are dealing with family over holiday periods. So before you go into a family setting, before you go to family lunch, or before you're doing whatever it is that you're doing, decide in your head, what are you happy to talk about? What are you happy to avoid talking about? Decide in advance, and that way you can politely and firmly steer the conversations in the way that you want to steer them, okay? It is all right for you to say, I don't want to talk about that. Thanks. I'm not discussing this right now. Or to actually just like remove yourself from a conversation if you become uncomfortable. It is okay to set boundaries. And it's also okay, especially if you are, I'm going to say, an adult, if you do not want to attend something, you don't have to attend it just because your family, if for whatever reason you are unhappy or you don't want to go, you don't have to subject yourself to be in a circumstance if you don't want to be in a circumstance. And you don't have to go anywhere just because you're family, and you also don't have to invite anyone over just because you're family as well. Families can get a little bit heated and can get a little bit upset when you are setting boundaries or holding boundaries. But if you are doing everything kindly and correctly and you're being respectful, then that's all that is really, I think, expected from anybody. And you can hold your head high in knowing that like you're not being hurtful, you're not being petty, you're not being nasty. And just reminding yourself that just because you are family does not mean that you have to give in to every single request or to every single demand. Like, you are still allowed to assert yourself and still allowed to hold firm on your boundaries. And then my last tip is to practice gratitude. And I'd recommend anyone doing this on the day before you go to your family event, even just in the morning when you wake up. Think about the things that you're grateful for. Think about the things that bring you joy. Think about the best parts, and not forgetting that even though you might be feeling a little bit worried, a little bit anxious, a little bit on edge about going to whatever it is that you're going or being around family or experiencing whatever, you can still have joy, you can still have love, you can still have happiness in those moments. Like, both things can be true and both things can exist, even amongst like your family chaos, okay? So focusing on those and making space for that can really help to balance the difficulties, even when family gatherings and holidays like Easter might bring that stress to you and bring that anxiety to you. And the other thing I want to mention is that holidays are a chance to make new traditions and to make new memories. And can you create those memories, or can you create new traditions, or can you find new ways to make yourself feel good? Like, can you find ways to make it work despite your circumstances? You know, I definitely noticed this around Christmas. I tried to make it as special as I could. And I'm doing the exact same thing during Easter as well. What can I do to make myself feel better? What can I do to make myself happy? What can I do to make myself feel joy, even knowing that it might be a little bit difficult as well this weekend? So celebrations like Easter can be a time of celebration, and I hope that they are, and I hope that whoever is listening, if you are someone who celebrates, you have the best Easter possible, but it can also be a time of increased stress as well, and increased worry and just panic. So if that is you, I'm sending you lots of love. I'm sending you a big hug, and remember that it is okay to prioritize yourself. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and set those boundaries with family members, and I kind of want you to take what I've shared with you and build out your own like little survival kit, like your holiday season survival kit if you can, because sometimes you do have to redefine like what a holiday means to you or what a family celebration means to you. And that is perfectly fine. You might find that while you do that, it will then allow you to enjoy Easter in a whole new way. All right, you guys, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you enjoy your weekend, especially, as I said, if you are celebrating, have a good one. If you're not and you're just enjoying the long weekend, amazing. If you're working, thank you again. We are so thankful. My recommendation is around food, because I know that the holiday season or Easter and times like this can be very difficult, especially if you are somebody who struggles with food and body image. And so I just want to remind you today that if you want to have a second serving of lunch or a third serving, or if you want to eat an extra 10 Easter eggs, or if you want to have a second hot cross bun, or if you, whatever it is that you want to eat, that is okay. Please enjoy the food. Do not restrict yourself. It is just another day. Nothing bad is going to happen. You deserve to eat. You deserve to eat well. You deserve to feel full. And I don't want you to use this as a time to punish yourself. I want you to just enjoy it and not make it have to mean anything bad about you or your body. Okay? I don't know who needed to hear that reminder, but I did just feel a little bit cold to it because I am very happy that I am in a position where I can find peace in these settings, and it is not a trigger for me, but I know it can be very full on for some of you. And so, yeah, I just wanted to hold a little bit of space for that. Enjoy your weekend, okay? Enjoy the food and don't restrict yourself. All right, you guys, I am going to wrap up the show there. Thank you so much for listening in. I will be back in your ears next week. As always, I love seeing where you listen from. So don't forget to post us on your stories and tag me at Adele Marie, tag the podcast at Your Safe Space Pod. If you think that somebody you know might like this podcast, please share it with them too. Word of mouth is the best way to actually share a podcast, believe it or not. I mean, social media helps as well, but I still love word of mouth, and I'm so grateful if you've ever told anyone about this podcast, whether it is friends, family, someone you've crossed paths with. I'm so thankful for you. And if you haven't, please give the podcast a review or a rating over on Spotify and Apple. And also follow us on Instagram. Please follow us on TikTok and please join the Facebook group. We have nearly 7,000 members in there and it's growing each day. I love approving your requests and I love the community that we've built in there. It is so safe. It is so just wholesome and it makes me really happy. And yeah, I'd love for more of you to join that as well. All right, you guys, I will see you next time. Have a great long weekend. Please be safe and look after yourselves. This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your Safe Space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.